Good morning, good morning, good morning, all. Well, it's Tuesday, January 27th, 2020. And it's been a great morning thus far. I woke up bright-eyed. My mind was clear. I prayed, talked to God, and this is where we're at right now. So I wanted to talk to you all real quick about some things. First, I want to just give homage to Kobe Bryant with the Los Angeles Lakers. I am a California girl, straight out of Long Beach. Lived in LA like forever. Worked, I had a salon right down the street from the LA Forum. and the Lakers and the Clippers, ball players, they would come over to my shop because I was connected with a barber shop, my salon. And so I have a lot of familiarity with this whole process of star power and understanding the background of it and just loving the Lakers. And Kobe Bryant, I mean, he is like a leg of the Lakers, you know. And not only that, he's a human being, and he was an amazing human being. And so looking past him being a ball player and everything, which I understand that's what made him famous, but he had a lot of other parts to him. And the bottom line is, when a human being dies in tragedy of any sort, for me is a heightened feeling of empathy towards a loved one, someone that you cared about. It's like a heightened feeling of, you know, what is the word? Just, you know, sadness. But because I love and I know our culture and I understand the process of loss, I am not going to be sad because God has called him home. I'm going to rejoice. I am going to celebrate another life that God has honored, and he has, or should I say lives, period, because not just Kobe Bryant, but his daughter and the coach that he was with and all of his family as well. I'm going to celebrate their lives, and I am going to thank God for calling another angel home, another group of angels home. So that's how I feel about that. The title today of my podcast is All Eyes Are On You. And the reason why I titled it that is because I was just thinking about, you know, things like, you know, subjects like Kobe Bryant. I mean, people were watching him everywhere he went, everywhere, everything he did, what he said, how he acted, how he responded to things, negative and positive, and just period as a whole. And that's because he was a celebrity. But what if you're not a celebrity? You know, what if you're not a celebrity? You know, the average Joe, the average Jane, the average Lakeisha, the average Tyrone, you know, people are still watching you. All eyes are on you. Because the old saying that I have learned throughout the years is, while I'm watching you, somebody's watching me, you know, And that's very true. That's very, very true. Because, you know, I think about, as I stated in my first podcast, that I've done a lot of traveling. So therefore, I've met a lot of different types of people. I've met a lot of people in different places, and I've built relationships with people in different places. You know, but just randomly, you know, walking down the street, or, you know, being in a restaurant, or, you know, sitting at the library. I have run across so many people that I had not seen, that I didn't even see. And they would come up to me, "Hey, Estelle, how you doing? Hey, girl, I saw you. Hey, girl, I saw you yesterday or 3 days ago or blah, 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 blah. And you were doing da, 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 da." And I didn't even know. I didn't even know. Or, you know, people will come up to me. Or even, you know, or they'll email me or text me, you know, "I know such and such is going on, and I just wanted to send you a prayer," or "I just wanted to, you know, give you a hoorah," or "just, you know, tell you I'm proud of you," or, you know, this and that and this and that. And I remember as a young girl, you know, when you're young, you get caught up in all kinds of drama, and sometimes you may not know anything about it. You know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. And so, you know, even as a young girl, I remember, you know, kids would come over and say, "I saw you doing such and such and such and such, so I know that you said da 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 da." And it's like, yeah, how did you see me doing that? And, but I didn't say this, but how did you see me doing that? Because I was watching you. See, all eyes are on you. So, and then, as well, you know, my friends and family, I know they're watching me. And therefore, but I don't know when. I don't know how, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But I know because they will, you know, comment on things that they've seen me do, or things that they've seen me, that they've heard me say, and they pay attention to them. They pay attention to them. So anyway, my point is that with that happening, I think it's important to, and I try to represent myself in a respectful manner as often as possible. Throughout time, I've learned, and I'm still learning, because as I said before, I'm coachable. I'm still learning how to, you know, speak my truth, as always, but speak it in a manner where it's not offensive, and if it is offensive, that it's not hard for me to explain. And at times it's not even necessary to explain, but if I need to, that I can explain it without it, you know, hurting someone else, intentionally, you know, because you don't know how, what you say and how you, what you say is going to affect someone else. You just don't know. But I try as often as possible to be respectful about it. Even with this podcast, you know, I want to be respectful to my listeners. But I do want to speak my truth. You know, I want to speak my truth. And like Kobe in this situation, purposefully, people are watching me. Eyes are on me. Ears are on me. You know, so I want to be respectful about that. But yeah. All eyes are on you, on me, and on you. So you just got to be careful about how you represent yourself. I have to be careful about how I represent myself. And so. So the question was asked to me, one of the questions was asked to me as I talk about all eyes are on me. The question was asked to me is, do I have a plan or do I have an outline for this podcast? And it's in my head and I'm slowly but surely writing it down, writing down the ideas. But as a writer in itself, you know, I can write something. I can write an outline of something and ideas about something, but there's always editing that needs to be done. So there may be times where I go back to my outline or my subject list and have to rearrange it or change it up. And that's okay. That is okay. So the answer to that question is I somewhat have an outline. I do have a plan, but I somewhat have an outline. But the bigger thing is I find this question really parallel to my life. Do I have a plan for my life? Do I have an outline for my life? And, you know, when I was younger, and I keep going back to when I was younger because I remember as a young woman, as a teenager, I was a dreamer. I still dream, but I was a big dreamer as a teenager, just because of my life and what was going on in my life. I wanted to get away mentally, so I dreamt all the time. So as a young woman, I was a dreamer, but I was a go-getter. It's like what I dreamed about, I would take action on. Boom. You know, and that was good. That was so good. And so as time has moved forward in my life, you know, there were some bumps along the way. Barriers. There were barriers. Okay, and there still are barriers. So with those barriers, I've had to, like on page with this podcast, I've had to rearrange my outline. I've had to move some things and maybe change the wording in the outline of how I wanted to live my life and the things I wanted to do in my life. But I can say this, that the final outcome of this still remains the same. The goal still remains the same. So thank you, God, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because what I'm understanding, going back to the life and death of Kobe Bryant, my son, my mother, and one of my closest friends, and many others that have gone on to be with the Lord. What I understand is that, or what I get out of this is that God does not call us home until we have fulfilled our purpose. Until we have fulfilled our purpose. And what I mean by that is, and even for little babies, that even, and you know, because I know people can say, well, what about little babies? Well, what about, you know, little children that haven't even had a chance to live their life? Once again, this is just my feeling on this. And I really, really, really would love for you all listeners to comment. I'm going to be working on a website. I don't know, even Facebook me and let me know what you think about this, or, you know, if you have questions, you know, or comments on this, because I would love, love, love to hear them. But what I get out of this is that God gives us all, we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose in life, you know, and you know that there's even a book on it. What's the title of it? A Purposeful Life or something like that. Something with purpose in it. But, and our purpose, whatever it may be for each one of us individually, once it has been completed, once God feels that we have completed whatever we needed to complete in that purpose, that's when it's time for us to come be with Him. You know, I kind of had a sloop thought on when it's taken, when our lives are taken from us, like shootings and killings and things like that. But this could even apply to that, because, you know, you have people who are living a really treacherous type of life, and you know, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So, you know, maybe, you know, if a person is killing people left and right, and then they get killed, maybe that was enough. You know what I'm saying? You're doing too much. That's enough. You have to stop doing this. This is my job, says God, not yours. This is my job to call my children home, not you. So I don't know. Just a thought on that one. But I know I can say for myself, my friend whose life was, who went home to be with God last year, I really feel that she was an amazing, amazing woman. And she did so much for people. And she loved God through and through, no matter what. And she had such an impact on so many people. And she wasn't ashamed. And her talent was just, we still realm off her talents and, you know, her works and stuff. So I believe that, you know, when God called her home, first of all, she went peacefully. But on top of all of that, you know, her time was up. Her time was up. She fulfilled her purpose in what she needed to do, what she was put here on earth to do. My son, the same way. My son, he was only 21, but his life was impactful. I mean, you know, he was so infectious, you know, and he did everything that he needed to do. He did more as a 21-year-old than many 25-year-olds, maybe 30 and 40-year-olds had done, you know, as far as worldly things, accomplishing worldly things. But spiritually, he affected so many people's lives. And I mean, people were connecting with me from out of the country that I didn't know my son knew. And they were just giving so much thanks and, you know, and so much just love toward him. And so I know without a shadow of a doubt that his purpose was truly fulfilled, and he was ready. He was ready. So when we talk about Kobe Bryant, we don't really know what the conversations were with him, you know, throughout his life with his family. You know, many people have connected with him on different levels, you know, in good ways and in bad ways. But I've noticed, I've been watching even some of his rivals. I mean, they are broke. They are broke because his life was impactful. He made an impression on even his rivals. And I'm like, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these brothers and these women and these, you know, people, I mean, people, period. I mean, even fans, they are broke. I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? Because it's affecting me too. If it didn't, I wouldn't be even sitting here talking about it now. But like I said, I'm celebrating too. I'm celebrating him. I'm celebrating my loved ones' lives. I'm celebrating. You know, that's what we do. That's our African culture. We celebrate. We celebrate everything. We celebrate life. We celebrate death. We celebrate birth. We celebrate coming of age. We celebrate food. We celebrate everything. We celebrate everything. everything. So that is what I'm going to do concerning this. But yeah, so, and I'm also celebrating my life. Any of the barriers that I have experienced thus far and what I'm experiencing even now at this moment, I'm celebrating it. And this is helping me right now, just talking about it, to celebrate, and be thankful and be grateful about God's grace in my life. And so my outline has been written thus far for my life. Well, the podcast, I'm working on the outline, but my outline for my life has been written, because God has already shown me my purpose just this past year, honestly. So now it's time for me to put it into action, or continue to put it into action, and maybe even double time it, so I can do what I need to do. And I encourage you all to do the same, because life is short. It really is. You don't know when, where, or how that God is going to call you, the day of the day that God is going to call you. So we need to do everything that we need to do right now. And I'm encouraging myself as well. I'm speaking to myself as well, but I'm speaking to you all to do the same. Because guess what? All eyes are on you. So with that, I want to wish you the best of days. I want to wish you love and peace. And I pray that everything that you set out to do today and this week as a whole is successful, is amazing. And God bless.